This is Dr. Leung, the Dream Patient. Last name is T-A-N-I-M-O-T-O. First name is Justin. Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N. Date of visit is April 17, 2024. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was in a traumatic brain injury, first up. It was in 2017 in Turkey, first up. Patient was in the gym. Patient was in a gym at the base, first up. Patient was doing weightlifting, first up. Suddenly, the weight bar fell on top of his head, first up. The weight bar was about 10 pounds heavy, first up. It caused him to have immediate severe head pain on top of the head. The first up, patient felt dizzy, lightheadedness, confused, and disoriented. The first up, patient did not lose consciousness. The first up, however, symptoms with a severe headache, swelling on top of the head, dizzy, lightheadedness, lasted for 4 days. The first up, patient tells me that he was not able to see a doctor over there. First up, next paragraph. Since the event, a patient has significant headaches on top of the head. For stop patient has frequent headaches, dizziness, nausea. For stop patient also have memory problems. For stop patient feels that his memory is not as good as previously. For stop patient, patient. Also, sound sensitivity and light sensitivity for stomach square. A patient is currently taking some Cymbalta, 90 milligrams a day for stomach square. A patient is currently working as a security force at the Air Force for stomach. A patient tells me that it's significant doing his work for stomach. Patient is unable to work up for a long period of time for stomach. Patient has significant headaches, which is affecting his concentration and focus at work. For stomach patient also have significant dizziness. And nausea symptoms. So first up, patient tells me that his memory problems also affecting the way he does his job. First up, patient has significant difficulty to remember task duties. So first up, next paragraph, patient is. Marks the end of the patient. Last name is Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N. First name is L-O-U-I-S. Date of birth is March 27, 2024. Date of birth is March 3, 1947. Next paragraph, chief complaint. Next paragraph, referring physician is Dr. Fatima, F-A-T-I-M-A. Next paragraph, chief complaint of loss of balance. Next paragraph, history present known as patient is a 77-year-old. A male kind of chief complaint of lost balance. For stop, patient tells me that he has a difficulty walk a straight line. For stop, when he walks, the comma patient is very unsteady. For stop, there are several incidences of falling. For stop, patient also have difficulty writing. For stop, this perfect. A neurological examination, cranial nerve examination, patient is awake and alert. For stop, this perfect. Cranial nerve examination, a mental state examination, patient is awake and alert. And next number, cranial nerve examination, patient has mask face. For stop, patient monotonous voice. For stop, patient has a decrease in eye blinking frequency. For stop, next we have a motor examination. Patient's diffuse bradykinesia. For stop, patient's hand tremors bilaterally. For stop, there's resting tremors. So for stop, next we have a gait examination. Patient's gait has is very unsteady. For stop, a patient has a shuffling gait. For stop, next we have an impression Parkinson's disease. For stop, patient has a mask face, a monotonous voice, diffuse bradykinesia, bilateral arm tremors, shuffling gait, gait instability, history of falling, balance difficulties, these all signs and symptoms suggesting Parkinson's disease. Next, our recommendation, explain a patient of the above diagnosis. Next of all, we start a patient in Cinnamon, 25/100 milligram 1 POQD. For stomach, explain the patient, side effects including stomach upset, nausea, and vomiting. For stomach, if a patient is able to tolerate the medication, we increase it to twice a day or even three times a day. For stomach, recommendation followed me in 1 month. For stomach, this marks the end of the patient. Next patient. Last name is Thank you. Next patient, last name is T-A-N-G, T-A-N-G. First name is M-U-O-I. Date of visit is January 12, 2024. Date of birth is June 25, 1953. Next paragraph, our referring physician is Dr. Deborah Chang, C-H-E-N-G, M-D, D-O. Next paragraph, Dr. Chang, I have the pleasure to see M-U-O-I today for an initial evaluation for falling. Next paragraph, history, chief complaint, falling. Next paragraph, history, present illustrations, a majority of the history provided by the son. First off, according to the son, the patient has been having falls for the last 6 to 8 months. First up, it is progressively getting worse. The first up, a patient tells me that she has an episode of falling and hit the head. The first up, this has happened about 4 times. The first up, there's no loss of consciousness. The first up, patient has seen Stanford emergency room for a full evaluation. First up, patient also seen a neurologist in Eden Medical Center. First up, next paragraph, a patient also obtained a brain MRI before at the NorCal Imaging. First up, next paragraph, impression. A fall, so comma, for the last 6 to 8 months, comma, 4 times. So first up, according to his son, comma, patient had been seen in Stanford emergency room and also seen neurologist in Eden Medical Center. For seven, so the brain MRI was done, comma, it was done on October 6th of 2023. For sub, it shows that there's no acute intracranial abnormalities. So for sub, there's no acute ischemia. For sub, there's a lumbar spine MRI also done on October 6th of 2023. Comma, it shows it shows a multi-level DJD. First up, next paragraph. First up, next number. Next number. I would like to obtain a MRI scan for the rest of the spine, including cervical spine and thoracic spine. Next recommendation, explain to the patient of the above diagnosis and the son of the above diagnosis. Next number, I would like to obtain a cervical spine MRI and thoracic spine MRI. First off, comment to definitively evaluate for any spinal stenosis causing the symptoms. First time, next number. First up, next number. I will follow up with the patient when they have completed the MRI. First up, next number. Next number, there was also a head CT scan camera done on November 17, 2023. Camera shows a thin subarachnoid hemorrhage in the right cingulate sulcus. However, the new head CT scan done on March 6th of 2024, did not show any intracranial hemorrhage. The hemorrhage has resolved. Next number. Other differential diagnosis also need to be considered would be Parkinson's disease. I would like to obtain these MRIs first, and recommend physician follow with me after the MRI. Next number, I just marks at the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is Martinez. First name is Virginia. Date of visit is March 11, 2024. Date of birth is September 12, 1962. Referring physician is Dr. Suzanne Silva, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. Last name is S-I-L-V-A-N-P. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Silva, I have the pleasure to see Virginia today for a follow-up evaluation for her headaches. Next paragraph, history present illness. So patient has headaches, chief complaint of headaches on the right side. Next paragraph, history present illness. Patient has headaches. First up, patient previously seen the patient and prescribed the patient Topamax and Imitrax. First up, she tells me that Topamax is very effective. First up, it is helping her very much. First up, denies any side effects. First up, patient has been taking Topamax one pill at night. First up, there's no dizziness, tingling, numbness symptoms. First up, I'm sure. Impression, the migraine headaches disorder. First up, the patient headaches is much improved since she started on Topamax. First up, there's no side effects. Next for recommendation, continue to take the Topamax 25 milligrams, 1 POQHS. Next for continue to Imitrax 50 milligrams, 1 POQD as needed. First up, next for patient has already done a brain MRI. It was a negative study. First up, it was done in November 27, 2023. First up, there was no intracranial abnormality. So first up, next for recommendation, follow with me on September 9th. of 2024 for submission of the sponsored unification.